Many have said that the new NAFTA deal that the Trump administration negotiated, dubbed the USMCA, is not that new at all. They say it's pretty similar to the old NAFTA agreement, but there is one area that is different under the new deal: how businesses will settle disputes. The USMCA allows for the Investors State Dispute Settlement Mechanism, or ISDS, to be phased out. That's the international arbitration system that companies can use to resolve disputes without going through local courts. I spoke with University of Arizona law professor David Gantz more about this via Skype, and he told me this system was initially created in the 1970s because foreign investors could not be entirely sure of the independence of local judicial systems, especially in developing countries. This gave them a way of arbitrating disputes internationally instead of in those local courts. But Gantz says when it came to NAFTA, that's not exactly how the system ended up being used.
NAFTA was probably the first major agreement where you had developed countries like the U.S. and Canada, as well as developing countries like Mexico, who could be subject to these mechanisms. And although I think most of the negotiators of NAFTA thought that the vast majority of the cases would be brought against Mexico, in fact, there have been significant numbers brought against Mexico and the U.S. as well, although the U.S. hasn't lost any cases to date. So I think the idea was mainly to go with protecting American and Canadian investors in Mexico. And as it turned out, there have been something like two-thirds of the cases have been between the U.S. and Canada.
Right. So the president called this program a subsidy, and now that it's being phased out with the new NAFTA, the USMCA, what's the response been from the other parties involved here?
Well, I think it's mixed. I think for Mexico, there has been a feeling ever since NAFTA was signed more than 25 years ago that if you provided this kind of protection for investors, you would encourage foreign investment in Mexico, which does all those nice things like create exports and new jobs and transfer of technology. And I suspect that the government still feels that way, particularly in some sectors like oil and gas and infrastructure, electrical power generation and the like. I think for Canada, it's a much more uncertain and ambivalent situation. They've lost a bunch of cases. They paid out about $250 million in awards. And I think many Canadians feel like many Americans. We have very good independent judicial systems. Their judges are not corrupt. They're well-educated. And there isn't much bias. Therefore, why do you need to be able to remove investment disputes from the national courts? Mm-hmm. Many people would argue that the situation with Mexico and with some developing countries is a bit different.
So it sounds like this is a good thing for Canada if they've ended up paying out quite a bit of money through this system.
I think probably the feelings are a bit mixed. I suspect that the agencies that have defended these cases and have the government, when it's paid out money, would just as soon to see the mechanism go away. I don't think there's any serious concern in Canada that without this independent third-party international arbitration that investment is going to be discouraged. So, again, I can't speak for the Canadian government or for many of the lawyers who've been involved in these cases for several decades. But my guess is there are many of them who feel that this is not something they really need to hold on to.
Yeah. So what about this claim from the Trump administration that this will encourage companies to keep their jobs in the United States? Do you think that's valid?
I certainly don't think it has much to do in the case of Canada. I mean, American companies, thousands of them have been investing in Mexico for 60 or 70 years, and I don't think most of them have any real concerns about the dangers of the Canadian government.
Right.
In Mexico, maybe there are a few companies that haven't invested yet that would say, wait a minute, maybe we don't want to do this, but I'm guessing it's a pretty minor number, unless you look at the natural resources area, oil and gas, transportation infrastructure, electric power, which are areas which are sensitive in a lot of countries, particularly developing countries. And I suspect for those sectors, the idea of having this protection continue, which it actually does in the agreement, is probably important to giving them a sense of security as they begin to go into oil and gas production in Mexico, which, as you know, is relatively new in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. So last thing for you then, David, tell us a little bit about what this might look like going into the future. I mean, so if this is phased out of the NAFTA or the new NAFTA situation, basically every company's in it for themselves?
Well, there are other options. There's something called the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, which provides political risk insurance at a price for American companies operating abroad, and that still operates. There's a World Bank agency that does much of the same thing. Occasionally, some of the big insurance companies like AIG also provide political risk insurance. So it's not as if there are no options for companies that are really nervous about going into business in Mexico. Mm-hmm. But I think one has to look at 25 years of what I would call very high level of success of American businesses doing well, investing in Mexico, dealing usually pretty effectively with the Mexican government and Mexican agencies. And on the whole, my guess is that the concerns are probably much less significant over investment protection as they are over whether somehow the trade relationship between the U.S. and Mexico will change even with this new agreement.
All right. David Gantz is a professor of law at the University of Arizona's James E. Rogers College of Law and the director emeritus of the college's International Trade and Business Law Program. David, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this.
Pleased to do so. Thank you.